This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department announced on Tuesday it will impose visa bans against individuals involved in undermining peace, security, or stability in the occupied West Bank.
As Secretary Blinken made clear to leaders of the government of Israel last week during his visit to the region, they need to do more to stop extremist violence against Palestinians and hold those responsible for it accountable.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller, the new visa restriction policy targets those who have committed acts of violence or taken other actions that restrict civilians' access to essential services and necessities and may also apply to those individual family members. Britain signed a new treaty with Rwanda on Tuesday, which it said would overcome a court decision blocking its plan to deport asylum seekers to the East African country, a ruling that dealt a huge blow to the government's immigration policy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The court ruled last month that Britain's plan to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to Rwanda would violate international human rights laws enshrined in domestic legislation. Britain wants to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats as part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms, ahead of an expected general election next year. The new treaty will include an agreement that Rwanda would not expel asylum seekers to a country where their life or freedom would be threatened, one of the court's major concerns.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Officials in Nigeria say at least 85 civilians were killed when a military drone mistakenly targeted a religious gathering in the country's northwest. At least 66 people were injured in the attack Sunday in Kaduna State. This is VOA News. Rescuers searching the hazardous slopes of Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano have found 11 more bodies of climbers who were caught by a surprise weekend eruption, raising the number of confirmed dead to 22. More than 50 climbers were rescued after the initial eruption on Sunday. New eruptions on Monday and Tuesday spewed more hot ash into the air, reducing visibility and temporarily halting search and recovery operations. The rescuers contended with bad weather and difficult terrain. Thousands of demonstrators in New Zealand are protesting the new government's policies towards indigenous communities. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The government has promised to treat New Zealanders equally, regardless of race. However, the protesters believe the new government has a racist agenda that's an assault on indigenous rights. Rally organizer Tuku Morgan told New Zealand television that there is intense anger in the Māori community.
This is to send a clear message to the government that we will not tolerate their racist policies.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
As 2023 winds down, do you remember all the articles you looked at this year on the internet? Wikipedia knows exactly what you searched for, as the AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit behind the free publicly edited online encyclopedia, says English Wikipedia has had more than 84 billion views this year, and the most popular article has been about ChatGPT. Number two this year has been the annual list of deaths, which always sees high traffic. Individual entries for notable people who died this year, such as Lisa Marie Presley and Matthew Perry, also have done well. The 2023 Cricket World Cup is in third place. The Indian Premier League is number four, while the Oppenheimer film rounds out the top five. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia's national card payment system said on Tuesday it had launched its Mir payment cards in Cuba, marking the Caribbean island one of the only handful of countries to join Moscow's alternative to Visa and MasterCard. Payment cards issued by Mir have become more important since its U.S. rival suspended operations in Russia after Moscow sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine and their payment cards, which were issued in the country, stopped working abroad. Russia has been courting so-called friendly countries, those which have not imposed sanctions against Moscow over its actions in Ukraine, but has stopped short of disclosing which accepts the cards. I'm Joe Ramsey.